an employer abusing an employee, or an employer committing a crime against an employee committing a crime against an employer or their children. Which brings me to today's big hard fact. According to the National Bureau of Statistics, in 2007, there were 197,000 domestic workers in Nigeria. That's a statistic from 14 years ago. So we can assume that that number has grown along with the population, especially as other employment opportunities have not kept up. So what that means is that conflict between domestic staff and their employers is a major social issue that we need to face. And one example is the Wumi Toriola story from earlier this month. I don't know if you remember it. Toriola is a Nollywood actress. Motunrayo Azeez cares for her son. Azeez claims that one Friday, while she was alone with the boy started feeling sick. So she gave him medication. This is the nanny now saying that she gave him medication. She gave him paracetamol, cough medicine, and vitamin C. She then says, the nanny then says that Toriola, the actress, called her because she was monitoring them on CCTV through her phone. She accused the nanny, Azeez, of drugging her son to make him unconscious and said that she'd been doing that for a while now. The nanny, Azeez, claims that this was the first time that she had ever given her client medicine. And it was medicine that her oga bought, her madam bought. Medicine that the mother of the child bought. Medicine that Toriola bought. But anyway, Toriola came home. Azeez says that she wanted to take her to the police. So she entered the car with her because she had nothing to hide. But allegedly, they did not go to the police at first. Instead, Azeez says that Toriola took her to the security post of her estate where she beat her up. Then she allegedly took her back to the house, locked her up in a room. Later, her husband allegedly came home with a soldier who allegedly flogged her with a horsewhip. She claims that the couple said that they would keep her locked in the house for 3 weeks while they monitor their son. But finally, they took her to the police station where she signed an undertaking. After that, she claims that Toriola left her on the road after beating her up again. So she, as the nanny, now went back to the police to file her own complaint. Now, that's the nanny's side of the story. Now, let me tell you the mother's side of the story. Toriola says that before the incident, her son, who is usually very active, had suddenly started sleeping a lot. He was sleeping so much that she became worried. And so when she saw Azeez on CCTV giving him medicine without her permission, she put two and two together. And she believes that Azeez has been drugging her son so that he will sleep and she can chill and be pressing her phone and doing her own things. She also claims that her neighbors told her that Azeez beats her son outside the house. Allegedly, she takes him outside the house where CCTV will not catch her. After beating her son, she'll bring the child home. So once she saw her giving the drugs, she called her, warned her, came home, and did try to beat Azeez, but Azeez dodged the slap. This is Toriola saying this one. Then her husband now took Azeez to the police station. She says that they let Azeez go because her mother called to beg them. But now that Azeez has gone to go and make police case, that she's going to reactivate her own case against Azeez and that she has enough evidence to convict Azeez. So that's both sides. You've just heard both sides of this story, and I want to hear your view on this case. But I also want to take it beyond this case. I want us to talk about the issues that it brings up. The very first one, like I talked about the first time we had this conversation, is childcare itself. Because for a lot of parents, it's a big concern. It's a big fear. How do you trust the people to whom you hand your children over to? How do you ensure that either you can monitor what they do or you can make them feel a sense that they cannot get away with doing the wrong thing with your children? That's a concern for parents. But the other side of the equation, the nannies and other childcare professionals, are they put under too much scrutiny sometimes? How often do they get treated badly, maybe due to their employer's paranoia. I don't know. What do you think? And then, of course, there's a question of how these domestic issues are resolved. Aziz is claiming that she suffered all kinds of physical abuse. Torola is denying all of the allegations, but she's admitting that she did try to slap her. Even that slap, Sef, would have been against the law. Did you know that? That would have been against the law. It would have been against employer-employee ethics. When we first talked about this, I told you that my boss Femi or my boss Sheriff cannot walk into the studio and slap me no matter how badly I mess up on air. Your boss in the office cannot slap you. Why should anybody slap their nanny? But again, I understand that this is a very nuanced, very complex topic, and I just want to hear what you think about all of it. And you know, also answer the question I was asking Vaughn when she was on the show with me. Who is more likely to be problematic? Because like Vaughn said, there are wicked domestic workers. There are bad domestic workers. There are abusive oga madams. There are bad oga madams. Which one is more common? The bad madam or oga, or the bad nanny or domestic worker? So that's a general subject. So, you know, it's a huge topic. You can take a bite out of the subject from wherever, and you know, let's hear what you think about it. 01465-7190. If you're a woman, call that number. 01465-7190 for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. So let's even start with the story of Aziz and her Madame Toriola. Which story do you believe? Which story rings more true for you? Which account rings more true for you? So let's start with that, and then we can move on to the other things. You know, the challenges of ensuring child safety, who is more likely to be problematic between domestic workers and domestic employers. Let's just start with the cocoa first. Which one do you think is true here? Debbie is on the line. Hi, Debbie. Thank you very much for calling us. Well, I guess that's not Debbie. That's somebody else. But anyways, hi. Good evening. Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3.
Yeah.
Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Okay. Yeah, for me, the Toriola case, the madam mm-hmm. should have done first and first to have taken the child to the hospital so they can actually check to see if the child had doses of, you know, that drug, a child, to confirm if the claim that she has concerning that domestic staff is true or not.
Okay.
Then before she can take any other further action.
Okay.
Now, I've always tell my colleagues that have domestic staff, like, so you have CCTV, whereby the domestic staff will not be aware, and you have your phone to also checkmate this thing. You understand? Because these domestic staff, sometimes you can be so nice to them, but because of where they are coming from or the orientation they have, you know, before coming, all these agencies, they do not do any background check, but they say they do background check. They do not do. So when you see these people come to your place, some of them come from our neighboring country, you understand? A neighboring country. So when they come here, the kind of things they do to children, sometimes when I watch some, I flinch. I'm like, how can someone be doing this to a child? That if the boss is wicked to you, what should have just done? Either you leave the place, but not, you know, exacting that on a child. 2-year-old child, you beat the child because the child refused to eat. You beat the child because the child refused to sleep. You know, and I don't know. To me, the people I feel that are, you know, more wicked, are the domestic staff. Domestic staff that I'm talking about here is not people that are being underage children to come and help you in the house. I'm talking about
adults.
These are adults.
Nannies.
Who come to help you in the house. The people I feel that are the most wicked are those ones. Okay. Because you have the mind of your own. Mm. If a boss is wicked to you, all you need to do is to say, I can't work again. You're abusing me. Mm. Or you report that person. So to me, they are the ones who are the most wicked. Yeah.
Mm. All right, Joy. Thank you very much for calling. Joy says that domestic workers are more likely to be problematic because, again, our premise is that both can be problematic. You can have problematic or gamma dams, you can have problematic domestic workers, but which ones are more likely to be problematic than the other ones? Obi Nikeja, hi, welcome.
Hey, my sister.
Good to have you on the show.
Long time. Is it because of the Abacha? You stop picking my call, Abacha.
Abacha, wait, don't promise me how many years.
It's up to 2 years now.
He may go now. Hey.
This Abacha must come this time.
It must come.
How you doing, my sister?
I day. Welcome back. Good to have you back.
My sister. No problem. My sister, you see what? We are very wicked here. Okay. And I don't think that the domestic staffs are bad like that. People are wicked. Like, you see me? I eat with my drivers. I eat with my gate men. There's a day I came back to the house. I went to club. I hung. They didn't pick. The next day, I punished them by sending them to the club. Before they hung, I opened the gate. I opened the gate before they hung. I was at it to tell them that whatever they're doing is not because I'm a big man. Mm-hmm. They have to earn a living.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I'm doing it. You see, I don't show them wickedness, and they have not shown wickedness to me.
The
people maltreat people so much. I've been with my friends. The way they treat this house help is horrible. One Nigerian transporter, a millionaire, the daughter came to my house. We gave the driver food with the plate. The girl got very angry. He said, why? Yes. He said, why are you giving? You want to spoil my driver? I don't treat him like this. If you do this, he asked me, Sobi, you that the people that don't maltreat them, how far? Did they stay long? True, they don't stay long where you're good with them. He said, but this driver, my father has been with them for over 30, 40 years. With this behavior, he's still with us. But you people that treat them well, they will one day mess you up and leave you and go. I looked at it and I said, no. But I said, I can't change my character, my sister. I must send that bachelor to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Obi. Thank you very much. And they wait for more. But again, they're not supposed to stay with you forever now. They're not your property. You know, they have a contract with you. You're paying them a salary. When they decide that they don't want to work anymore, they go. People work in organizations all the time, and the organization has, you know, paid you a fantastic salary. Benefits are fantastic. If you see another work that is even better than that one, you leave. Or maybe there are things about the job, as good as the salary is and the co-workers are, there are things about the job you don't like. It's stressful or whatever. You leave. That's the same thing for domestic workers. Why do we feel entitled to the service of domestic workers? I know that good ones are hard to find. But again, they're not property, right? They're not supposed to stay with you forever, Abi. Peter in Yaba is on the line. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Madam Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. Good to have you on the show.
Yes. Personally, I think the story of the house help sounds more credible.
Okay.
Because there's one particular lie which I picked from the story of the madam.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Mm. She said neighbors have told her that this house help would take the child outside to beat him. Why? So that she could escape the
CCTV.
Secret CCTV camera in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Who told the household that there's a camera in the house? How did she know? Because when this madam do this thing, they do it secretly, you know, outside the knowledge of this household. Okay, assuming the household knows where the camera is, how come she did not confront him with this allegation? My neighbors told me you carry my son outside to beat him and do this and do that to him. No, it was on the day of this incident that she remembered what the neighbors told her weeks or maybe months ago. I hope you understand my gist.
I understand, yes, I'm listening
yes,
to you.
Yes, and then now the husband came with a soldier. What is a soldier doing in such a domestic affair? Why did they not go to the police? And a woman who thinks that her son is in danger because he was given drugs by a non-qualified person, then why didn't she go to the hospital in the first place to find out whether the condition of her son is okay? That is the first step.
Hmm.
So all the stories she told, they are mere fabrications, you know, mere afterthought.
Okay.
She's a very wicked human being. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter from Yaba, for calling. Chizoba is in transit. Hi, Chizoba.
Hi, good afternoon, Sandra. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Welcome.
Thank you. You asked the question, the domestic staff or the madams and ogas, who is better? I think both are bad.
Yes, but who is more likely to be bad?
The domestic worker. They are really evil, honestly.
Okay.
You can be really, really good to them. Then, all of a sudden, I don't know if they are possessed by malevolent spirits. I don't know.
Okay.
They can just decide to just act anyhow. I have one of my colleagues that travels everywhere with her domestic worker.
Right.
In fact, the girl is 18. She goes everywhere with her, and she has 4 kids. And then she wanted the girl to go to school. Yeah, to go to university. So when they came back, you know, all of a sudden, she just turned to really evil spirits. So what that Toriola said is true, because the girl found out that they had CCTV in the house. She would take the children outside and lock her inside drum. You know, this dustbin drum. It was neighbors that called her to attention, because her children,
Lord.
She used to tell them that if you tell your mommy, you will never see light again in your life. It was when she left that, you know, they said, telling their mama, this is what auntie used to tell us. So domestic workers, honestly, they are terrible. Although we have the evil madam, but the workers, no.
They're more likely to be bad. She's about in transit. Thank you very much for calling. Let me take a look at messages on WhatsApp. From my personal experience, most of the bosses are the problem. There was this boss I was working for in Lekki. Come and see the way she was maltreating me and swearing for me as if I don't have my life. And presently, one big celebrity just maltreated my friend just a few days ago and refused to pay her. Zita, with that message. Zita from Lagos. Zita, thank you for your message. We have this one here. You didn't leave your name, but you say that the employer woman, the child's mother, is at fault and she has violated the law by taking the law into her hands. Beating her child's nanny is a no-no. She and her husband beat the nanny and then arrested her. That's bad. If not, Nigeria is a lawless country. They should be punished. Their actions have made it difficult to judge the nanny. All right. Thank you very much. But again, we don't even know that she did this. This is the nanny's account. We don't know because we're not there. So we don't know whose story is true. We just have both sides of the story. Fadeyi Olusegun says, my wife owns a creche and she's so particular about who she employs. We've gotten like close to 5 to 7 employees in less than a year because most of them are just not passionate about the kids. Fadeyi Olusegun, thank you for your message. We've got... more messages here. Obi is right. Most employers of domestic staff are always cruel to their staff. Most of these reports of abuse of client's child is a reaction to ill treatment against these sometimes weak and helpless domestic staff. It's high time some laws are made public. Femi from Badagry with that message there. We've got Emeka Ndumele from AJ City who says domestic workers are more dangerous, maybe because they are not in your bloodline. Okay. This is one of those topics that we'll probably not get a consensus. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, I'm Benjamin. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Welcome, Benjamin.
Yeah, Sandra, you see, at times we need to strengthen issues. We need to make things balanced. As I'm speaking to you, Sandra, I just want to ask you a few questions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe you employ me and I'm working for you.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra, if you are treating me well as an employee, like the way you like to treat your children, and you treat me well as an employee, Sandra, will there be any offense?
If you're a good person, no. But sometimes you treat a person well and it doesn't change a thing. They'll still be wicked.
No, Sandra, what I'm saying is this. Like, you employ me, I'm working for you, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do as an employee, and you are satisfied with my job, and you are treating your children the way you treat me too, as a family. Will there be any issue?
No, there won't be any issue.
Okay, so now, as I'm speaking to you, even me, I was a driver. I was working for somebody.
Okay.
Would you believe that the very first time I came in, the man employed me, I was working, the same man treated me like a friend when I started work. But unfortunately, after a few weeks, man started reacting. How does he react? Why are you late? Why you don't come early? Why is my car looking like this? And even when he knows that the car is okay, but you believe that the car is not okay, even when you watch the car, you tell that the car is not okay. And not only that, he stopped giving you anything he's giving you. Even when you late at you work overnight till the morning, you don't care. So he started showing this attitude. You that is an employee, you won't be satisfied.
Yes, but as an employee anywhere, even in this office, if I'm coming late to work or I'm not doing my work to the satisfaction of my boss, they will query me. So
yes, definitely.
So why are you expecting to not be queried because you're a driver? It's still work and I work. If you come late to work, they go ask you, why are you late? If you didn't wash the car to the satisfaction of the owner, and washing the car is part of your job description, I'm not saying it is, but depending on your arrangement, if that's part of why you were employed and you don't do it well, they have a right to ask you, well, this car, where you wash, you know, pure, what thing happen?
Yes, Sandra, what I'm saying is this. If it happens that somebody said the employee is bad, mm-hmm. the employer is good, mm-hmm. the employer is good, the mm-hmm. employee is bad. Mm-hmm. You see, what matters in summary, mm-hmm. it is the ability of how you treated your employee or the employer. That is just all.
Okay. All right, Benjamin. Thank you very much for calling. Okay. Well, I mean, just like I said to Benjamin, I'm hoping that when we're talking about, oh, the employers are terrible, we're not expecting them to be lax, you know, when it comes to job description, because job description is job description, right? Your agreement, the reason you were employed is the reason you were employed, whatever that reason is. You know, if you were employed to make sure the kids look clean, make sure they have a good bath, make sure they eat well, etc., etc. If you're failing at either of those things, the employers have a right to question why you are failing at the terms of your contract. The same thing for me on Nigeria Info. If I come on air and I give you wrong information, or I'm rude to a caller, or any number of infractions, my bosses will say, Sandra, what is going on? You know? But if you're doing everything that is expected of you as an employer, and sometimes even going above and beyond, then the responsibility now lies on your employer to reciprocate the energy that you're bringing. Where problem they arise now, when one person is doing what they're supposed to do and the other person isn't. Speaking of which, next week Wednesday, we're going to be talking about employers who owe salaries. That's a huge conversation. So on our business segment next week, let's take a look at that conversation. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll keep talking. I am Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and Lagos, we're having a conversation about domestic workers versus domestic employers. Who is more likely to be problematic? If you were listening at the top of the show, I shared a story with you about this Nollywood actress and her nanny, Motunrayo Azeez. And you heard the story that I shared with you. So I just want to dive right into the phone calls. I'm going to try and give you like a brief summary of what went down between these two people. So the actress claims that the nanny drugs her son regularly to get him to sleep so that she can press her phone. But the nanny claims that it's not true, and that the actress beat her up, and that the actress threatened to lock her in a room for 3 weeks. The actress's husband came home with a soldier and flogged her with koboko. That the actress took her to the police station, filed a report, and left her on the road after one night. And then she went to the police station and filed her own report against the actress, claiming that the medicine she gave the child was medicine bought by her employer. And she gave the child that medicine only because the child was ill. And she gave the child vitamin C, paracetamol, and cough medicine. So that was the story. You know, it's a bit more detailed than that, but I'm trying to get us to the point where I start taking your feedback. And my big question was, number one, whose account rings more true for you? Number two, who do you think is more likely to be problematic? Both of them can be problematic, madam, oga, or domestic worker. But who is more likely to be problematic? Domestic workers versus domestic employers. 99.3. Hello.
Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name is Viv.
Viv, welcome.
Please, you know this domestic worker, they keep saying nanny are the problem, nanny are the problem. I am the victim of, in fact, I will not call myself a victim.
Okay.
Last year, I worked with a lady.
Okay.
And this man, the lady is working and the man is not working like that.
Okay.
And each time I do any, maybe the children came back from school, I gave them food. If any little mistake remain, as in you give the food remain to this child and maybe you trash it. If this man saw it, and the woman, if the woman come back from work, she will start narrating all the nonsense story. In fact, the story that is not happening, that is what the man will give the wife.
Okay.
So at the end, the very day I resume work from there, let me start it like this.
Okay.
This, a little daughter told me, auntie, I said yes. He said, are you so this auntie? And I said, no. He said, you know that auntie, my daddy touched that auntie's bum bum. And my auntie was crying, ash, and my daddy was telling her, sorry. Okay?
Ooh.
So, I asked, where is this your auntie? He said, it's my auntie, and she has gone. I said, when did she go? He said, it's yesterday. I said, okay, and now calm down. I tell the girls to calm down, okay? I'm not that type of auntie. I have my own kids. It was an incident that happened to me that came to this work. So you should calm down. I'm going to be nice to her.
Okay.
She said, okay. I asked her, did you tell your mommy? He said, no, that daddy and auntie say, you must not tell that. You must not tell mommy.
Okay.
So to cut the story off, one day I was in my room. This man would just bounce into my room without knocking. You did not care maybe I'm in the bathroom or not. In fact, if he saw any of my pants drying anywhere, the man would go to the wife and report that, why is she drying the pants? She will start telling the cockroach there on top of the wife. And the one will believe him. And he come to me that, what mission did you have in my house? And you are trying everywhere. Okay, this is what is happening to me. At the end, after 8 months, this man traveled and the man came to me and tell me that he need a massage from me.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. So I just look at it was in the night. That was Saturday night. I just look at him. I went to my room, locked everywhere.
Okay.
So I did not say anything because I've already gotten some information from the daughter. So I didn't say anything. I keep doing my work. I went, the woman started, it was the time of COVID,
okay.
This COVID that happened. So me and the woman, she started seeing my character and I said, this man that you complain about her deeply, she's not like that. And they say, maybe I'm pretending, you know, or maybe I'm... I have my own. I cannot even beat somebody's child if I will talk of it. I can beat my own child, but I can't beat yours. Why are you doing this? To cut the story off, I went home. I came back because the woman was telling me, come back, please. We miss you. And I miss the kids. Because of the love of the children, I went back there. This man came to me that, welcome. Me and my wife have settled, but for now, from tomorrow, you and I are going to start having an affair, like having sex. And I said, me. She said, yeah, the man said, yes. I said, me. He said, yes. I said, why would I do that? And I went, I told you, the wife is not there. So I rushed to the living room.
Yeah.
I saw the wife lying down. I said, my madam is here lying down. And I tapped the wife. I tapped him because when he came to me, he was tying a towel. And his body has come out. In fact, I don't know what to say.
I understand.
So when I went in, I saw the woman. I said, Mama, you are here sleeping. He said, yeah. He asked me, do you want anything? And I said, no. I did not need anything because I was not feeling too well by then. He asked me, do you want anything? I said, no. But you should ask your husband what he just said to me in my room. He now said, the man just rushed to the room and changed. And changed to his clothes. He changed from the towel to a normal trouser and his shirt. Came to the sitting room. I said, so I was, he said, I should, the wife said, tell me, I trust you, tell me, you are like a sister since I know all your character. I want you to tell me what you're doing. I said, no. It will not come out from my mouth, but it will come out from the person that used his mouth to talk. So talk. the man started saying that he was telling me that I'm a very nice person, I'm a very good person, that they want to appreciate me for all the things that I've been doing for the children and I, this, that, telling crocodile, telling lies. Lies. I don't used to call, I always listen to your program very well, but this one always, that is, and immediately I hear it, how they are condemning all this nanny on whatever. In fact, the thing just burst into my head as if I should just, in fact, the anger in me, the following day, I did not stay inside because since he cannot admit the truth to the wife, I went outside to the gate men to stay. Because the gate men have already told me that that woman, the husband, cannot let any woman to walk there. Even they, in fact, both with human, all of them are wicked. I said, people's faces are different, the same character are different. And I carry these children along like my own. But this man, see, that is the thing. In fact, immediately the man did not tell the wife the truth. The following day, I left the place. I didn't go back there.
First of all,
that we are talking about, these people we are talking about, some of them are the men, because there is not any girl that a man will expose himself to, open his body to, that a girl will not misbehave in the house. Or, in fact, I don't know, from the beginning the woman was so cruel. After some time, I calmed myself down. I started listening for all the things. I discovered that it's the man's information, because the man does not go anywhere. So anything that this man tells the wife, the wife will react. So that is the experience I'm talking. I have.
Thank you.
It was an incident that happened to me that I got to that work that last year. It was last year that the thing happened.
I'll say thank you for sharing your story with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Sandra, please.
Yes. And then I will also say that I'm sorry that you experienced that, because that's also another thing that a lot of domestic workers face. They face bosses who try to rape them, because that's what her Olga tried to do. When you have the power in a relationship, when the power dynamics are like that, you know, when one person is more powerful, number one is sexual harassment. If she had given in, it would have been sex gotten by coercion. If she had not and he had forced himself on her, it would have been rape. So that environment exists for a lot of women who are working as domestic workers. It's the same thing that happens in an office when your boss is trying to sleep with you, same thing that happens in class when your lecturer is trying to sleep with you, in church when your pastor is trying to sleep with you, and all over all over different kinds of work environments, women are facing that. And I'm sorry she had to go through that at her place of work, and I'm glad that she got out before it got really dangerous for her. I don't know if Susan is still on the line. She's not there anymore, but we've got time to take maybe one more call, right? We'll take one more call and see where it goes. If you just tuned in, the number to call is 0700-993-993-993. If you're a woman, call us on 01465-7190. Domestic workers versus domestic employers. Who is more likely to be problematic? David is on the line. Hello, David. Good to have you on the show. David is a first-time caller. Hello, David.
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
You're live on the show. You're talking to Sandra now. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. I said the issue of these domestic workers, seriously, if you follow, I have once worked with an event center. So there are some of the domestic workers, if you see their body, as in the way they do beat their boss do beat them, you will see marks all over their body. There are some of the boss that are very nice. You won't differentiate the domestic workers and even with their children. I had a woman from a travel meeting that she is a woman. She have single mother. She worked with the particular woman in Lagos, and the woman do beat her every day. We had the issue from one of our people that resided around that area. We went there with police. She beat the woman and send her out of the house. She went and put her in a bus and sent her back to the state without even paying her almost about 8 months. So we went there with police. When we went there, the woman saw us, and when she saw us with police and journalists, she told us that we should leave, and she now called all these Lagos emergency number that some people came to her house, they want to attack her. The journalist told her that I am a journalist. They said, an issue against you. Come down. I am a journalist. Come down and talk to me. The woman insulted the journalist, and she did all sorts of things to the journalist. After the whole thing, we went there again, and our police, they now went to the closest police station. They go back there and they explain everything to her. They went there together before the woman now came down. And if you see her behavior, then if truly some of you people, like most of the journalists, will go out there and see what those domestic workers are facing. It's too terrible.
Terrible.
Most of them, they feel that those children, they don't have anybody to stand for them. Maybe from their families, they don't even have anything. That is the place they do get food. They will torment you if you do anyhow, you leave my job, and which they feel that those people will beg them. It's so terrible. But one thing that I want to tell most of these boss, nobody in this life that don't have a testimony. Domestic worker you see today, tomorrow they will become something else. Your children might be under them. If you are staying with somebody's child, you should know that is a promise you take within you. You let the person's child go.
David, thank you so much for calling us. We've got Vitalis Ibe, who says, no one can say for sure, but if you ask me, I would say that problems are more likely to arise from the employers. When it comes to treating people outside, some people are just monsters. Wallahi. All right. Let's take another call. We've got time to take another call. Yes, we do. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Susan.
Susan, good to have... Oh, welcome back. Thank you for calling back.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead. You're live on the show now.
So, for this issue, you can't really say who is at fault and who isn't.
Okay.
Because it actually depends on how you're looking at it.
Okay.
Now, I'd like to give my own personal experience. My daughter was 3.3 years plus, and because of work, I needed to get somebody to be helping. So I got a lady, she was 21 years, and she was living with me. At first, I didn't know what was going on.
Oh, I don't know what's happening. I think she's cheek dialing the phone. So perhaps call us back, Susan. Sorry about that. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
What's your name, ma'am?
Hello.
Hello, ma. What's your name? Good evening.
Okay, I'm Melody, ma.
Melody, good to have you on the show. Yes. Welcome.
Thank you, ma.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Melody, go ahead. I'm hearing you. You're talking to Sandra. Go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, Auntie Sandra.
Good evening, Melody.
Please, in my own experience, I want to say that madams are always wicked, most of them.
Okay.
Because right now, my sister is working with one woman.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman, I spoke with the woman last week. Mm-hmm. She said, okay, if agent call her, she will release my sister. But the agent call, and still up to today, she has not released my sister.
Where are they?
She's in Chisco.
Chisco?
Yeah.
Here in Lagos?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, stay on the line. Let me get your number.
Okay, ma'am.
Stay on the line so that we can get your number from you. All right, let's take a look at messages on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Sandra, okay, so for all of you who have won 10,000 naira, apologies for the waste of time. We're going to ensure that you get your money, okay? We've got another person here. The Nigerian entertainment industry poses a bad image of a domestic staff and their bosses. In most foreign soap opera programs, there's always this good relationship between the maid and their boss. Maybe the narrative will change when our home videos begin to regard domestic staff when acting. Okay. And Walimo show there, talking about behavioral communication campaigns, modification campaigns, sorry, that could happen through movies. That's a good idea. We've got Joel Inikbaja, who says, some of these domestic workers are just terrible. My wife buys expensive things for the one in my house, irrespective of the fact that she wrecks everything in my house. If you must live in my house, you must look like my children, my sister or my cousin. But she would rather prefer to wear rubbish whenever we are going out. We have to choose what she wears so she doesn't disgrace us. She wears her best at home as casual and casual as her best. Selfish to a fault. My children take care of themselves, whereas they are the reason that she's with us. We have to cope and endure. But if you cannot cope with them, just let them go. Don't abuse them. Joel and Iqbalja with that message there. Joel, thank you very much. We have this message here that says, Madam who shows love receives love. Nagging and curses piss nannies off if they are not good people. Even dogs do more. Okay. You find you with that message there. You find you. Thank you very much. Okay. I think that's all the messages and comments that we can take at this time. You can find me on social media, Sandra Ezekwesili, S. Ezekwesili. That's my name online, right? If you are listening to this show and you tuned in late and you're wondering, well, I want to hear what the rest of what people said, go to our website, Nigeria Info FM, or our Facebook page, Nigeria Info 99.3, and you can watch again, you can listen again, not just this show, any show at all. Live and Dangerous with Daddy Freeze, Morning Crossfire with Sheriff, What's Up Lagos with the Techers. I love that show. It's brilliant. If you've never listened, you should try and listen. Even at that blessing on the overnight. So if you're working late at night and you're looking for company, she's your girl. If you're driving late at night and you're looking for some company, she's your girl. And she has amazing conversations. That's the thing about Nigeria Info. Whenever you tune in, a really big conversation is going on. We are, after all, the home of talk. So like I said, S. Ezekwesili online. That's where you'll find me, Sandra Ezekwesili. Tomorrow, we take a break from Nigerian stories and look at what's happening in other parts of the world. We'll also give away some money on the show and of course bring you all the other fantastic programming that follows. Coming up is Lisa Legosian. After that, we will bring you sports as always at the top of the hour. Those were your Hard Facts, Lagos. Have yourselves a fantastic evening.